All right, and that was just Super Pink with Windbreaker, and that one, well, why don't you tell me, when did Windbreaker come out? That was pretty recent, right?
Windbreaker was pretty recently. Also, hi, Max. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thanks for coming on, Super Pink.
No problem. Having a great time so far. But we haven't done any real work.
No, you know, no. Now the work begins.
Oh, gosh. Well, yeah. I guess I gotta go then. Okay.
Okay. All right, see ya.
All right, so about the tune.
Yeah.
I was, I just wanted to go fast one day. And that was it, you know? That's actually a genre of music that we like to play in my time called life metal. I've come here from the distant future to bring us all life metal.
Life metal.
Life metal.
As opposed to death metal.
Correct.
Okay, yeah. And what time might that be?
Well, it's very far in the future, but we don't like to use years. It's considered too terracentric. But I'm from the third moon of Neptune Prime.
Neptune Prime.
Yeah.
And so that's...
which you call Neptune.
Okay. All right. Is that like after Bezos bought it and he made it Neptune Prime?
No, Bezo Prime is in the Jupiter system.
That makes sense. Yeah. One of those frozen moons.
It was frozen, then they moved it and put a big magnifying glass in front of it, so it's not as cold.
That's pretty out of this world. And on that, let's
nice place.
Yeah, you know.
If you can afford it.
For sure. You know, it's space travel's really kind of expensive.
It is, yeah.
So you traveled back through time then?
Yeah, it was a huge pain. Yeah.
Physical or emotional?
Well, I'm always going backwards in time emotionally. I feel like I'm always getting less mature.
Yeah.
But
that's good. You're just,
oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
I got a lot of phlegm. I got a lot of allergies in this time because, you know, I'm not used to, like, the cars, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Have they fixed the pollution or have they just...
We just don't have cars.
Oh, okay.
On my moon.
Sure.
Know?
How do you get around?
You don't. It's like a closed system kind of thing. You know, outdoors is not fully terraformed yet. It was cheaper.
Okay. So you just stay in your little dome and
telecommute? It's more like a submarine.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, a lot of Zoom. We still have Zoom.
Of course. Good. I'll invest soon, you know?
Yeah, so get a good username.
Yeah. Oh god. That's always the trick, isn't it?
Yeah.
Speaking of usernames, where can people find you on the social media of today?
You can find me on Instagram at SuperPinkSucks. It's called that so that when people say that about me, they're actually advertising my Instagram.
Perfect. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Get right ahead of that.
Of course, a lot of the best bands have sucked, you know.
Yes. Almost all of them.
Yeah. And
how are you?
How am I? I think I'm good.
Yeah, you're sure? If you think you're good.
I think I'm good. You know, I am, and that is the important thing.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy. I was last week.
Oh, that's tough. Were you?
I was. I still am, but now less so.
I was. I used to too.
Yeah.
Yeah. As Mitch Hedberg said, to butcher that. If Super Pink was a sandwich, what kind of sandwich would it be?
I'm gonna say just one of those deli sandwiches that's named after like the owner of the place, and it's just every meat they have on the sandwich, and it's like a little excessive, but
okay.
You know, you try it so that guy calls you boss next time you come.
There you go. Yeah, that is a good feeling. I recently found a local deli. It's nice. Do you have a local deli?
Oh yeah, man. Several. Yeah. I know all the owners of all the delis.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is deli culture a big thing on the planet that you, the moon that you come from?
No, it's a big school. It was bought by the Catholic Church in like 2400, what you would call 2400.
Gotcha.
Yeah, not good food.
No.
Yeah, a lot of like potatoes,
well,
and peas.
The Italians also, there are a lot of Catholics over there.
Yeah, that's true, but they, The culture kind of got to Neptune. It's mostly circulated in like the Jupiter system because that's where Big Italy is.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Instead of, as opposed to little.
Correct.
Yeah, great. Yes.
Or as what is called on Terra, regular Italy.
Yes, I don't think anyone's ever called it that, but you could.
Well, not yet,
because
there's no Big Italy yet.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it's just Italy for now.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Sometimes I call it regular Italy by accident.
Yeah. You know, I feel like people wouldn't get too confused by that.
You'd be surprised.
I would be. I have been before. Let's say you're a superhero.
Yeah.
Let's say.
Okay, I guess.
But your superpower is really bad.
Yeah. I'm a musician. That's what that is.
There we go. Yeah, you answered the question perfectly.
I can play a bunch of instruments, but that's kind of it, you know?
What's one that you can't play that you would like to?
Good question. I guess like the violin, but you got to be a crazy person to learn that. The violin is a testament to how much time people had in the past.
Yeah.
You know? Because you're just, you're terrible at it for like a decade.
Well, I feel like at a certain point, you know, if you're just, you just got to fiddle around with it for a little bit.
Yeah, but for like two wars worth of time, you know?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And what's the smell that you would associate with Super Pink?
Sweat.
Sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of bands.
That's just kind of the job.
And it's such a like upbeat and fun kind of sound. I would dance to it, you know?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I also just saw that you have the most listeners in London. That's kind of fun.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, your top, you got London, Chicago, Boston, San Francisco, and then Sydney, Australia.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, I'm happy about Australia.
Yeah.
England, I'm scared of.
Yeah.
You know? I'm still getting over the revolution. That was recent for me, because I'm thousands of years old.
Sure, sure, but from the, so did, how far back did you go?
A long time. Yeah, like a couple thousand years. It was a huge pain.
Oh, so you've seen some things.
Oh, I've seen so many things, and everyone gets all the history wrong.
What's the worst thing people have gotten wrong?
People don't know Jesus had a band. You know, that's a huge bummer.
Yeah.
That just got written out over time.
What kind of music?
It was like acoustic stuff. It was pretty chill, you know, like really singer-songwriter stuff. You know, those guys that backed him up, they were solid. I sold merch for them back in the day.
The 12 Apostles?
Yeah, yeah. It was Jesus and the Apostles. That was the band, you know?
Of course, yeah, yeah.
Solid dudes.
Cool.
You know?
Love to hear it.
Great parties.
Yeah.
Good songs. But that got written out over time because it was inconvenient for a lot of the major translations.
Right. Well, I mean, and also, you know, I feel like at a certain point you have to decide if you want music in your services or not.
Yeah, exactly.
And they got tired of cover bands, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're totally right. You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of music that's nice to hear a cover of, but singer-songwriters, you want to hear the OG.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You get it, man.
Yeah, or the OJ.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. What's your go-to karaoke song?
My Heart Will Go On.
Fantastic.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's a brave one.
I know. Oh, I do it terribly. I don't know how to sing. I don't know any of the lyrics. I refuse to look at the screen when I do karaoke. I just wing it. It's a little more like jazz, frankly.
I like jazz.
Yeah, not people don't at karaoke bars, though. That's why they're at karaoke bars.
That's true. That is true. Okay. On a serious note.
Please.
You've been releasing a bunch of singles.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any doubles in the works or more?
No.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Single it is.
Singles only, baby.
Yeah, it's a singles only bar and it's called Super Pink.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, we are actually releasing a compilation of all the life metal. That's going to come out in volumes. So the first four are going to be volume one. Then I'm probably going to do an album called Regular Songs.
Okay.
Which is not life metal. That will be regular songs.
Contemporary?
Well, it will be written now, so by default, yes. Some of them I wrote, you know, decades ago, but they will be produced now.
Okay, yeah.
So mostly contemporary.
For sure, for sure. And how old are these songs that you've been releasing lately?
The life metal is super old. That's what we play at on the Neptunian Moon. It's St. Betsy's School for Displaced Clones. that's the name of the moon.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's what gospel music ended up becoming after several thousand years, right? And the Catholic Church tried to like make it their own, but it didn't go all the way.
Yeah.
You know? And now that I've come to this time, I actually play a lot of gospel music and work in a lot of churches. It's really great work. It's kind of how I learned to like build up my chops in this time period.
Very nice. You know, I feel like that's a really solid way to kind of build up one's chops.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
I'd recommend all musicians listening to do it.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other advice for any musicians listening?
Double your guitars. It's annoying to do, but do it.
In what sense?
Like, you know, at the beginning of Windbreaker, there's that dut, 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 dut. That's three guitars.
Wow.
Playing the exact same thing, just right on top of each other. Exact same settings. One pan hard left, one pan hard right, one pan in the middle. And that makes it stick out the most. When you want a guitar part to really stick out, that's what you got to do.
Hmm. Cool. Neat. Yeah. Way over my head. But next time I listen to it, I'll have to keep an ear out.
Are we just talking guitar? I got it for if you're recording drums too. We could do that all day, man. This could be the Super Pink recording hour.
If you have any other tips you want to drop.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. You got to get yourself an SM7B. All right?
Sure.
It's the Michael Jackson microphone, the podcast microphone. You want to put that under your snare, okay? Hmm. And that's how you get a nice snare tone. Then you put a 57 on top, okay? Oh. And you want both of those mixed. You're going to get the body from the top and the sizzle from the bottom, all right?
Sure.
And in your kick, you take some pillows, okay? You put them touching the back head. Take off the front head. You don't need it, all right? Put it in the trash, frankly. And then you need something heavy to hold down that pillow in the kick, okay? So that it stays touching the front head. Everyone has tuned off except the drummers. and then you put the mic in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. In the pillows? Or did I miss
in that? In the kick above the pillows.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Sure. Okay, yeah, and then the sound's muffled down there, and then you've got the
it's
but you've
muffled,
still got it
but
within
it's still
the drum.
Loud. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. What would you do if your instrument suddenly turned has this ever happened to you if your instrument suddenly turned into animals? And how would you handle it?
So sometimes the person playing it turns into an animal. That's really what you gotta worry about.
For sure.
And in which case I go to the bathroom, I splash some water in my face, and then I'm pretty good to go.
What if it's not you?
I do the same thing.
Okay.
Just
yeah.
to them,
just
forcibly.
Carry them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if
yeah.
they're an animal, their fighting skills are down. You know, they're just going to flail.
For sure. For sure. And I think that you've got a great song about, not necessarily about taming animals, but along the theme of taming animals.
This can go anywhere. Where is this going?
I think a great, I wonder what sort of word it is, what part of speech yee-haw would be? Is it an exclamation?
I believe that would be an inflective and in. Oh man, I'm so close. I don't know.
All right, we're seeing. It is a natural exclamation, first recorded in the English America. First recorded in American English in the 70s.
That
the
1970s. Wrong. That sounds wrong.
What? That's crazy.
No way, man. I was there. They were saying that way before the 70s.
Well, it was first recorded, but
well, what does that mean?
Did they made it up for spaghetti westerns, didn't they?
Very possibly.
Wow. Okay, no. First known use 1941.
No, I've seen that in books.
Okay.
Come on, man. No way.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, maybe that's yeehaw with a hyphen? Let's see.
Oh, well, come on. The hyphen, that was considered way too cosmopolitan for the men of the frontier, I'm sure.
It's an interjection.
Interjection, that's what I was
there
looking for.
There we go. Can we hear the right way to say that? That's yeehaw or
yeehaw.
Okay, that's not right.
Yeah.
Can we get that again? I'd actually like to sample that if that's possible.
Yeehaw.
Wow.
That's
yeehaw.
This is why we must destroy the machines.
Yeah. AI evil, no good. You know, it is really good. Yeehaw by Super Pink. Let's listen to that as a palate cleanser.
Okay.
Beautiful. Here we go. We'll be right back. Can you give us a yeehaw?
No. Sorry, I can't.
Well, in that case, I'm going to have to play it again.
Yeah, can you use the dictionary one?
Yeah. I'm really glad we didn't play that during the...
Yeehaw.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah. That's awful. Wow.
Now I'm starting to like it, though. It's growing on me.
I wonder how is this one any better?
Yeehaw.
Oh! Ooh, that's so much better.
No, yeah. I think that's yeehaw. The emphasis is all wrong.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, that's not right, bro. If you saw a cowboy do that in a movie, you'd walk out.
That's one yeehaw cowboy.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
It sounds British.
Yeehaw.
Haw.
All right.
Yeah, enough of that. Anyway,
Let's get back to work.
That was yeehaw. I definitely hear the gospel in
there.
And when I said that, you said that something about another mix of genres.
So we play space disco, life metal, and secular gospel, also called book.
Book. Is that spelled the way that you'd expect?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that a commonly known genre?
It is in my time.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
The way genres develop, you know, thousands of years ago, according to, like, from your perspective, like, it's so off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you went back to the 80s, they wouldn't call it New Jack Swing. They'd just call it music, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what to call any new music. It is music, isn't it?
You can't argue with that.
No, yeah. Except for is anything not music?
I'll find it one day.
Can you name a thing that's not music?
This interview. This is not music.
I guess you're right, except for the music.
Hey.
Yeah. So what's one common misconception that we have about our time? Like, I don't want to cause any temporal issues, but do you have any?
No, it's cool. It only causes a temporal issue if I bump into myself from the previous lap.
Okay.
It's going to be okay, man. That's the biggest thing.
Sure.
You know, all the stuff you worry about is not what's going to get you. You got to worry about people.
Yeah.
You know, people like reacting to stuff the wrong way.
Overreacting.
Yeah, over nothing.
Yeah. Is the name Super Pink a new one? One from today or one from the far future or far past?
From the medium future. So there was a Saint Super Pink. Super Pink's a very common name in my time because there was a Saint Super Pink in like the 2300s, I want to say, who was an explorer.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did he explore?
A lot of the Jupiter system.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Are there aliens?
There's people who have like spent so much time away that they can't have kids with people from say Terra anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. But they're all the same. I bet aliens would have cool genres.
And if there were, they wouldn't want to talk to us.
No.
You know?
No, yeah. The Silent Forest or something like that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, one of those theories of why we haven't been contacted.
When you're driving through, like, you know, Georgia, and you see a truck stop that looks sketchy, you're not stopping. That's how they feel.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I can see that. We have some scary aspects. What do you think is the scariest thing about the human condition?
Georgia.
Ah.
Yeah, all the time I spent. They don't allow me.
The state?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
They don't allow me below the Mason-Dixon line anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Which I'm kind of proud of.
Sure.
I'd prefer it that way.
Yeah. Is it the book?
The music?
Yeah.
No, it's mostly just, I've just been run out of there too many times.
For sure. Know? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And...
I was a drummer for the union.
Ah, there we go.
That's how I learned to play jazz grip.
Yeah. Got it. Cool.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have to go down to Georgia to get a golden fiddle because you don't know how to play violin.
The yeah.
And you can't.
I can't. Yeah, they don't let me. And I wouldn't. Who wants a golden fiddle? That's going to sound terrible. You know?
It's going to be pretty heavy.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Someone's going to steal it from you. Is it even electric? You know, can you plug it in? You got pickups on that thing?
Huh. I wonder. You know, I feel like there's a way to make it work for sure.
Hey, all right, man.
Yeah.
You know, you get your golden fiddle, I'll come over and I'll record it for you.
Sweet. But, I will let you know.
But no thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. No. For yeah. Totally fair. Totally fair. Have you ever accidentally done something to affect the time continuum? Has that ever happened?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Constantly.
What's like something that you've changed?
Well, I'm not sure that I changed it, but like several different things have happened on this time. I've been around twice.
Okay.
Yeah. I came to the past. I lived, you know, for like a long time for all of human civilization. Then I went back because, you know, what else am I gonna do?
For sure.
And yeah, stuff was very different. Like, wars ended at different points, and, like, some different people were elected president. You know, I can't say who, because it'll cause a massive ripple effect. But
for sure.
The first Harris administration is going to be great. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah.
Woo! Happy to hear it. I'll have to log that as a community political... actually, no, it's not. It's the future. It's
no, that's
not
just what I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go. Yeah.
It's history, man.
Exactly. Exactly. Did I ask you what... Oh, no, I did ask you what your music smells like. Are there mythical creatures? And if so, which one would your music summon?
What?
Yeah, so I mean, you've seen a lot of things.
Yeah.
You've seen a lot of
man.
Things that a lot of people haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
Mythical creatures. You know, we've got legends. Some of them are based on real animals. Some of them...
Most of them are just lonely dudes. You know, Bigfoot's just like a... camper who got way too into it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I, you know, I'm happy to hear it, but of the ones that are or are not real, which one would be summoned by your music?
Probably a nice person. That's a mythical creature, right?
That is a mythical creature. Wow. Well, you know, that's a heavy one. That's not fair. Wow.
Yeah, what'd you think? They were all going to be jokes, Max?
God, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm a serious artist.
Do you have any good jokes?
No, just my career.
All right. Oh.
Yeah. I guess I said that to a DJ. You know, it can't be that bad.
Yeah, that's fair. How would you... what's the best music scene?
Oh, good question. I don't know. Probably the one you make...
Aww. You're not answering any
of my
questions.
The one you make with your friends.
Oh,
no, that's my real answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Not you.
No, not me. Not, I mean, no, yeah.
You know,
someone else.
Voo.
Yeah.
The royal you.
Absolutely. What's your favorite part about making music?
Good question. Just getting to play loud and like all those looks you give your friends when like they do something funny, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, it's the best cooperative game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're all on the same team and it's you versus them, the normies, you know, the crowd.
Right.
And like they're different than you. Like we're up here. We do the music because we can do this thing. We've put all this time and you guys just... You stay over there and you watch, you know?
Yep.
And you got to put all of yourself into it. You sleep great afterwards. And it's just so great when it all like finally comes together.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Really mundane reason. That's why I've been doing this for so long, for thousands of years, because I'm finally starting to get good. You know?
You know? I think that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Do you have a favorite or most memorable gig that you've played?
Not really, because they always, like, the next one is always slightly better.
The next one.
You know? Yeah, the next one.
Do you remember it yet?
No, thank God.
Because I guess that would mean that would mean that you would have passed into your past, you would have seen yourself from the previous lap.
No, I have a couple of other times. On my previous lap, I start the band Creed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I just avoid Creed. I wasn't that good yet.
Yeah, I heard that they just played in Boston.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I stayed away for that reason.
You know, not a bad idea, I guess.
Yeah.
Have you do you like to play any cover songs?
Oh yeah, man.
What are some of your favorites?
Take Me to the River. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I like to cover some Chapel Rowan. Her music's fantastic. We play Good Luck Babe right now. That gets them. Do that a bunch of different tempos. You know, everyone's confused. it gets both the blues dads and the zoomers, which that's essentially the whole population.
That's most of this. That's yeah. You know, you've got a generation or two on either side.
That's
plus
okay.
or minus one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
they're not going to like it anyway. It's too
they
earnest.
Don't have disposable income.
That's true.
So it's not a demographic to target. Is that the darkest thing that's been said so far?
We'll see. I'll see.
Oh, here's one for you. Are children small or just far away?
Right now, both. All children? I'm going to say yes. Children are small or far away.
Have you ever covered a song that hasn't come out yet?
Hang on. Where'd you get that question?
that one's an original. That one's me.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah. That's a question that I asked on the radio probably for the first time in the last decade, decade. Yeah. Probably about 7 years ago. Because if you think in a multidimensional space, children are just far away in the fourth dimension.
The fourth dimension is time.
Right. So if they got closer in time, they would be bigger.
I guess you're technically right. You know, I'm going to have to run this by some friends.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. No, I've been running it by friends for many years. I don't think there's any consensus.
Okay.
Yeah. That's one of those highly recommended questions. Yes. Have you ever covered a song that hasn't come out yet?
All of my songs.
Oh. I love it.
Thanks.
You know, it's not plagiarism if no one knows.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
Take
it to the bank, kids.
Woo. You heard it here, folks. What's your go-to comfort food when you're on tour?
Interesting. Probably some chili. I like to make chili on tour.
Nice.
Because it's good for you. You can't eat fast food. Pro tip for the kids out there.
Mm-hmm.
You're going on tour. You got to bring some healthy food to break up all the fast food. Because you are going to be given restaurant food. Eating crummy is inevitable. So you need like some frozen chili or something healthy, like some celery and stuff, just to break it up as much as you can.
Sounds good. I always like a nice chili. When I go home, I make some chili with my dad, freeze a bunch, bring it back up.
That's it, man. That's how you do it.
Yeah. Yep. It's good. It's good. It's such an easy dinner.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Very filling. Good for you. Yeah.
Make sure you put in a lot of smoked paprika and more chili powder than you think.
Yes. Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, you always got to just keep adding more spice.
Yeah. Don't go crazy on the smoked pap, but it's going to be a lot. But the chili powder, you're going to be like, you're going to look at it and be like, that's too much. You know,
no such thing.
But I'm sure there is such thing, but
well, yeah,
but it's going to look shocking.
Yeah. it'll look dry by then. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. This one might be tricky.
Oh, okay. Finally.
If your music was a color, what color would it be?
Light blue.
Good. Why?
That's all I'm going to say.
Great.
Yeah.
What's an instrument or piece of equipment that's changed your approach to music?
My light blue guitar, my Stratocaster. I got it when I was touring with a terrible folk singer. And I had a bass that was the exact same color, and I picked it up going like, wouldn't this be stupid if I had this? And then I played it, and I was like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
So that's why that sounds like that. I'm convinced there's something living in it, you know, like some sort of spirit.
Okay.
Not really. No, all that's garbage.
Okay.
All that's hooey.
Yeah, sure, but you know,
it's a nice instrument.
Yeah. I think that there are many. The radio station has a spirit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. His name's Rick Deckard.
Okay, I thought you were about to... I thought that was a pun and you drink off hours.
No alcohol allowed in the station.
Okay, of course,
yeah,
of course.
Big rule, yeah. But he's kind of nice. If you stay here like really late at night, you can see him every once in a while. But
so like a reverse poltergeist? I'm not saying he cleans up after you, but like he's not.
No, I mean he's benevolent for the most part.
Cool, cool.
But you don't want to wake him up.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
People say that about me.
Yeah, you know,
I'm
gotta.
Nice, but I shouldn't be woken up.
No, yeah. How many hours of sleep?
Very few. Since I'm a clone, I don't sleep like a normal person.
A clone?
Yeah.
That's a new
one. St. Betsy's School for Displaced Clones. That's the moon.
I heard drones.
No, clones.
Cool, clones.
They do their best, though, to make you that. So the company that makes clones, when they have a surplus, so they're usually made to, like, be a historical figure. You know, that they send to like parties.
Sure.
So you want
sure.
Abraham Lincoln at your party? You can get that, like an actual clone of Abraham mm-hmm. Lincoln at your party. And you know, no one at the school knows who they're a clone of.
Oh.
So it causes a lot of like confusion and identity issues, you know, and people who think they're clones of one person will all get together and like form a gang.
Mm.
You know, there's a group of JFKs that would just terrorize everybody.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Were there any good cliques?
No, not really. The drama club was okay.
Okay.
But you know they turn on a dime.
For sure. Yeah. Very dramatic.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. Does anyone ever find out what their
no.
No.
No, the nuns don't tell us.
Hmm. It's none of your business, they say.
That's what they always say, yeah.
It's
actually caused me a lot of pain, yeah.
Sorry to... Yeah,
no, it's okay.
Dredge up. Are there any planets that we should not go to?
No, it doesn't work like that. So they all got terraformed, you
Even
know?
The gas giants?
No, you can't terraform a gas giant, but the moons around them do get terraformed, so trillionaires purchase them. That's how we eliminate a lot of wealth inequality in the future, is we just convince all the trillionaires to just buy their own planet to ruin.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
That's the spirit? Is that singing the spirit that you told me about?
I think that's the Jackson Jills.
Or is it finally, or am I finally cracking?
No, that's Tufts's top, one of Tufts's top, a cappella groups practicing right below us.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Aren't we lucky?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I've really heard them before. They must be really like going at it.
Mm.
But maybe I've just never happened to have a show at the same time as their rehearsal until now. What's the best advice you've ever been given?
Probably just don't stop, keep going, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It ain't over till it's over.
It's not over till it's over.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, to anyone listening, if you want to join in on the conversation, if you have any weird things to add in, we do have our DJ chat, wmfo.org/DJ-chat, and we're gonna take a quick break and listen to Oi! We'll be right back. Oi. I know what I need. I don't know. Another interjection?
Yeah.
Another.
This is an evening of interjections.
Another interjection? Would you?
Oi.
Okay. That was pretty good. That's O-I, though.
Mine's that is O-I.
O-Y.
That's the informal British exclamation. Oh, or no, or is it say?
Oi.
Oi. Oi.
Oi, mate. What are you going to do, mate?
Right, why does it say that that's from the 70s or 80s, too?
That's just what it defaults to, man.
Wait, it went back to yeehaw. It's messing with us. Let's see what's this one.
No, let's get a book.
Oi.
That's what we need.
Oi.
Yeah.
Oi.
That's it. Yeah.
That sounds painful.
I don't.
Oi.
Oh, we do have a couple of books here, but yeah. None of them are real books.
Okay.
Yeah. WMFO played a great prank.
I'm not trying to play jazz if you're talking about real books.
No.
Okay.
Oh, you meant like book.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like your genre.
No. I mean a book to find out like the right pronunciation of oi and.
No, we only have fake dictionaries.
Okay.
Yeah. Not me. Many years before I arrived at the station, they cut out the center of a bunch of books and put radio alarm clocks in them and then hid them in the library during finals week. And the radio station set them all to go off at the same time, and then they DJ'd the library for an hour or two.
That's...
Yeah.
That's a prank.
Yeah. It's better than hooking up the broadcast to the commuter rail in terms of legality. Yeah. The legend has it went all the way down to Philly.
The alarm clocks?
No, the commuter rail when they hooked the signal up. Because it's just a big antenna.
Oh, okay. To the rail?
To the rail, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because the antenna's just two wires.
Yeah,
so all you need to do is hook up the broadcast, and that's two wires, and it goes.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. That's.
I have no idea how to react to that.
No,
that's
just,
I was not prepared.
No. Crazy. I mean, it's not like hijacking a satellite or anything, but...
That'll be in 10 years.
Right.
What they do is a senior prank.
And that's a good prank.
Crash it at a rival school or something.
Do you have any good pranks?
Nah. Just, I don't know. Pranks.
Yeah.
So 20th century, you know? I'm on to new things. I'm trying to work together.
Good. Yeah. You've seen them all.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
The book. You know that oldest trick in the book? I was there before the book.
Yeah, pre-book.
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 Just when it was a pamphlet.
A zine?
No, they called them pamphlets.
Oh, wow, that is old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. I feel like I want to know, because this, I feel like a lot of your songs could be a potential answer to this, but if you had to perform a song while being chased by bees, what song would you choose?
Wow. Probably Irresponsible. Do you guys have that one?
Irresponsible?
Yeah. It's new. I don't think it's out yet.
I don't have it.
Okay.
Well, it has not been sent along.
Then when any life metal is great for being chased by a group of bees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a group of anything, frankly.
For sure. I feel like it's good. It's not Scooby-Doo chase music in a good way. That's another good running away type of music. Yours is a better...
You're running a little faster.
It's less cerebral.
And the threat is real. Yeah, it's less cerebral.
Yeah. Yeah. It's more tangible. The threat is real. Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're just bringing it all back.
It's all coming together now. Are there any moons that are more cerebral or less in your time?
Yeah, Big Italy takes a lot out of you. It's a real hectic place.
So would that be less cerebral or more?
Well, it is not super well educated as a society, because it was built as a permanent film set by the Scorsese dynasty.
Gotcha. Yes. And are those mostly clones of Scorsese?
No, they just live really long.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So they built it as two reversed Manhattans on the east and west, right?
So
they copied
either side of the moon.
Yes.
So
you got the light side and the dark side.
Okay.
And it's like a 13-day cycle.
Okay.
So you can film the same seen in the same light.
Oh.
They slowed down the rotation of the moon.
Yeah.
So that it would be slow enough to like keep roughly the same light for an entire day.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
the problem is the two different New York replicas, they went to war over which one would be called West New York.
Of course.
You know, neither of them wanted to be East New York.
And they couldn't just be New New York.
No, no.
And new.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
That's
no,
not
no.
happening.
No. Huh.
Yeah, it's a tough place. It's a rough place. Really takes a lot out of you. And they don't have a lot of, like, regular schools because it's built to be a replica of the 70s. So you can't have a lot of high tech. You know, they don't have computers.
Hmm.
They have, well, some people do, but they're illegal.
Okay, sure. You know? Sure.
In Brooklyn.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of, like, the counterculture stuff is.
Good. I'm glad that some things don't change. It's just a geographical, you know, it's like, you know, do words impart meaning, or is it the meaning that imparts the words, you know?
Mm. A nose by any other name would still smell.
A rosy nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you Booba
excuse
or
me?
Kiki? Booba or Kiki? Speaking of words, and does meaning beget word, or
this
word
is
beget
that
meaning?
Experiment that, thing. Yeah. I feel like neither.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're the other shape.
I don't want to limit myself to one shape.
There we go. Yeah. You're boundless, perhaps.
Oh, well, you're too kind.
Shucks. No, I've never, no.
No, what? You're not too kind. Fine, no. You're a jerk.
Yeah, thanks. Good.
You're welcome.
Good, I'll take that one.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite quote, present, past, or future?
Oh, I love quotes. I like them more contextually. I like there is no greater misfortune than underestimating your opponent.
Mm.
I think that's pretty true with almost everything. I love fill your bowl to the brim or it will spill. It's from the Tao Te Ching, which is great. Read it. I also like do your work and then step back, express yourself completely, then keep quiet.
Hmm.
And on that note.
Who's your dream musical collaboration?
Oh, wow. Chapel Roan.
Oh, nice. That'd be cool.
No contest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chapel and Daft Punk.
Ooh,
that'd
ooh,
be a party.
Whoa.
Chapel, me, and Daft Punk, we could do some damage.
Daft Rowan or Chapel Punk? Chapel Punk.
Chapel Punk.
Whoa.
Oh my God. Super Chapel Punk?
Whoa. That's like the album after Normal Music. Regular music. Regular music?
Regular songs.
Regular songs.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. Wow. I like that. Chapel Punk.
Daft Rowan.
Daft Rowan's pretty cool too, but it feels like Rowan, don't be daft.
I guess so.
Yeah. All right. And for anyone who tuned in the middle of this weird and wacky and wonderful interview,
don't tell them. They don't need to know.
All right,
let them figure it out.
Yeah, look at the website. Jeez,
how's the traffic?
How is the traffic? You know, outside the window, it sounds good. I haven't heard much honking. We heard the a cappella group.
Oh, no, that was for whoever just tuned in. Just how is
it? Yeah.
Just yell it out. Okay, apparently it's bad. We just heard that outside.
It's a shame.
I'm glad that got to them, though.
Yeah, you know, gotta talk with the people. It's important. We got a comment online.
Oh, we got a comment online.
Says,
okay.
Super Pink is a hoot.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah.
I'm doing my best.
Good. It's working. I don't think you have to.
Keep them coming.
Yeah, that's all we got.
That's
on
the only comment I want to hear, though. Anything that's not glowing reviews, no thanks. Take it to YouTube. I don't read those.
Yeah. God. Got anything good on YouTube?
Nothing.
All right.
Certainly not me.
Yeah, especially if you read the comments.
That was a fine joke.
Yeah. No, I don't think it was, but I appreciate it. You're very kind.
No, it was. I'm saying it was fine.
Yeah,
it was a fine joke.
No, I know, that's generous.
Yeah, it's what we in the business call whelming.
Well, yeah, yep. I've been whelmed. What do you collect?
Trauma. I collect, I like a good synthesizer. You know, I've been growing that collection over the years, because they're very useful. I sell them a lot.
Do you have a favorite?
The Korg Prologue. Good gosh. So smooth. Sounds great with pedals. What else? Not a lot. I put it all into, like, you know, travel and music equipment and stuff. Like, not really anything in particular.
Sure.
I love a Fender amp. Once I got onto the tube amps, I couldn't go back. I've become one of those people. You know, the legends are true.
Tubes are cool.
Tubes are cool.
Tubular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, when you're playing guitar through it, it really is something that really changes you.
Yeah.
I grew up on Line 6, you know, back at St. Betsy's, because that was all they could have. And they're bad then, too. They're bad in the future, also. You'd think that they'd get better.
Why?
Yeah.
You know, it sells.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
They're easy to ship across space.
There you go. Know, yeah, it doesn't matter if they get bummed.
The tubes will explode, you know, if they're not properly properly sealed.
Yeah, that's a really cool thing. Anyone out there listening right now, if you have a Line 6, they are actually perfectly safe to put into a vacuum.
Yeah.
Especially the vacuum of space.
But you won't be able to hear it, unfortunately.
Vacuum tubes, surprisingly not okay in space or vacuums. And if one breaks, you might need a vacuum.
Yes.
Yes. What song or artist would your listeners be surprised to know that you listen to?
Probably Chapel Rowan, come to think of it.
At this point, we wouldn't be.
some people are surprised at how much I listen to Daft Punk.
Okay.
You know, like, I've learned a lot of their bass lines. Let's see, who else? I like a lot of D'Angelo. Big D'Angelo fan over here. I've learned a lot of those really specific guitar lines by Isaiah Sharkey. Really incredible player. Who else? Man, I don't know. I love me some just like some dumb pop. I love some Charlie XCX. I love some just anything that just makes me feel warm. I love Rage Against the Machine. Maybe that's one. I adore Tom Morello and the way that guy layers guitars. All right, you want to talk about a person who's putting the time layering guitars? Tom. All right, that Harvard boy knows what he's doing.
They
taught him well. Okay, you put in the work. You layer guitars. You get two different guitars. He's clearly using two different kinds of guitars. He's clearly using what sounds like a semi-hollow, like that Gibson, that black and red Gibson he has, tuned to the rhythm pickup, the neck pickup, and then he's got something that sounds like it's on the middle pickup, could be on the top too, but like two different contrasting sounds just right on top of each other. That's how you get that thick sound. Yeah.
Cool.
Wonderful work, Tom. If you're listening, which I know you are, because of that spat we had in Florida a couple weeks ago.
It's a good place to have a spat.
Yeah. No, but he really does fantastic work.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't listened to that much Rage Against the Machine, but, you know, I know them.
Bro, they're worth a deep dive. That album they have, Renegades, oh, goodness me. Beautiful.
I will, you know, I'll give him another listen.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should be asking you this because you might actually know, but what conspiracy theory do you secretly think or know is true? Are they all wrong?
They're all wrong because they're all just money. Everyone that, like, you think is everything people think is a conspiracy is usually just, you know, there's a person with a lot of money who's paying for misinformation. We know that in the future. It's very clear.
Yeah. I mean, when you have those trillionaires with their planets, planet sized propaganda machines.
Well, yeah, thankfully though, in my time, internet doesn't cross planets. Each planet gets their own internet. There's an intranet that is like rudimentary that you can get anywhere, but like Facebook, which we still have, won't go off of one moon. You know, because you don't have wires for that. You can't do that. They tried. They tried for the Bezos system. Didn't work. They got tangled. Caused a bunch of crashes.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, that would get messy.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. That's
why it's 3-day shipping now.
Oh. Yeah. That's tough. Yeah, I guess that it's interesting that you would have an intranet, which would be one machine or network, and then you have your intranet for your planet, and then they went to the intra again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
just got a cycle.
Literacy has plummeted.
Yeah. Prefixes, they're tough.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They are.
Yeah, I'm not a fan myself. I think that we should have just fixed it, forget about the pre and post.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Do you have any final words of wisdom, Super Pink?
Oh, gosh. You've been so kind. Oh. You know? I don't know if I do. If you're listening...
I think we have a PSA. Oh, that's true. A good word of wisdom,
I got a couple.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this and you think our music is fun, you know, find us at SuperPinkSucks at Instagram or on Spotify. If you're throwing a party, we love playing parties. You know, and we'll give you a good couple hours of fun. We will heat the room. Okay, if you would rather spend the money on a bunch of people in a space heater, hit us up. Okay, now I'm being paid thousands of dollars to read this PSA, so I'm going to give it my all. Could I get some like light jazz?
Oh yeah,
like
absolutely.
Like some Walter Wanderley. Do you know who that is?
I love Walter Wanderley.
Yeah, man.
I got that on vinyl. Got it at Goodwill.
Oh my gosh.
We're gonna go for Summer Samba.
Perfect. One with no vocals.
Of course.
Are you looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, kiwis, pineapples, pomegranates,